All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, some very exciting things are ahead in 2023, and really speaking to the combat sports world in general, but certainly so localized to BKFC, and very happy to be welcoming BKFC figurehead David Feldman onto the program to talk a bit about that. How's everything going, man? Seems like another busy day.
Yeah, man, it's going great, Dylan. We just came off of a phenomenal event this past weekend. Really, really enthusiastic crowd. Great numbers for everything. We did this one free, and we broke the million live viewer mark. So it was a tremendous event for us.
Yeah, well, that's cool to hear that a lot of like the online like viewership metrics were strong, because it seemed like a very strong live event. Like, I know it was the first big BKFC foray in South Carolina there, but it seemed like you were adding some new like standing room kind of space and stuff like that, and just really having to even like turn away quite a few people as well. So that would have to be exciting.
Yeah, no, it was great. I mean, what was so good for us is this was another one, and I take pride on these homegrown BKFC events, meaning that, it wasn't a big name guy for another organization. It wasn't a former UFC champ. It wasn't a former boxing champ. These are guys that we groomed through BKFC, and, we sell out the crowd, which is great. It was about almost 5,000 in there. But the real great thing is we broke a million live viewers for this event, a million live viewers across three different platforms that we have this on. And that's just, I think that might be the most live viewers we ever had at one time. And for it being an all really homegrown BKFC event, that's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment for us.
Yeah, you love to hear that for sure. And then speaking to like people who are very homegrown under that BKFC umbrella, I mean, Gorjan Slaveski has really, come onto the scene in the sense of he hasn't even been with the company for a full year, but just winning that, welterweight title eliminator there, and didn't seem like he sustained like a tremendous amount of damage in that fight necessarily. Like, when do you necessarily see that like Luis Palomino Gorjan Slaveski welterweight title fight going down?
Well, we'll see what happens with Luis. We're gonna see if he wants to keep the 65 or give up the 65 and then do the Connor, the winner of Connor Tierney and Jake Lindsey versus Gogo for the 165-pound championship. I'll know that any day. But, it's either going to be a June event for Gogo versus Luis, or if he decides to give up the 165 and we do the other eliminator on there, then, it's probably be sometime around the same time as well.
Yeah, well, that was another fight that I was going to ask about, and you kind of pretty much answered that essentially, because it very much does look like a title eliminator almost in its own right. Just, I feel like Connor Tierney and Jake Lindsey have both, individually been on a good roll as of late. So, I mean, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So that is also like a title eliminator in a certain sense, just relative to like seeing how things play out with Palomino and everything.
Absolutely. I mean, look, and then I just had another couple calls for 165-pound guys, man, that have good names that have been around. And I'm like, oh, what weight is he? And Nate was like, 165. I'm like, this division is getting deep and thick with really good young talent. I mean, imagine a Connor Tierney versus Gogo fight. That would be a phenomenal fight with two guys, that everybody are saying could be some of the best bare knuckle fighters in the world. So we've got so much interest and so much depth in this 165-pound division. Very, very happy with where that's going.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb Harris right in the mix, Alvin Brito, and I mean, even with this upcoming Knuckle Mania fight, like, even though both guys are, making their debut, just this co-feature with Diego Sanchez and Austin Trout, I mean, someone from that could very well, potentially get, like, right in the mix and, vault right towards that as well, I would think.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, it's deep. If, we're adding a lot of guys to the roster all over, we're going to have to get rid of some as well. So, some guys that just not been fighting much, but we're trying to thicken up these different weight classes so we have different options for different things as well. So some of these lighter weight divisions, we're trying to bring in more fighters, especially for the 125, 135 pounders. But the depth in all these divisions is getting crazy. The women that are wanting to come over now are getting crazy as well. So we expect that to really be on the uprise in 2023. And we just came off of a tremendous, fantastic packed house, a ton of live viewers and moving right into Knucklemania, where the pace, you know, is pacing for a sellout. And if it sells out, it'll be our biggest crowd we've ever done. That'll be 8,900, and you know, hopefully the viewership follows that as well.
I mean, I would think it would stand a good chance too. I mean, we're talking about grassroots. I mean, like, Mike Richmond had like a degree of a name from Bellator, but feels like he's really also come into his own as a bare knuckle fighter. And I mean, he's had a great run, but obviously Lorenzo Hunt, 2-division champion as well, a great run in his own right, number 2 ranked pound for pound. And yeah, pretty volatile as well. Like, that looked like a, you know, quite a interesting situation you having to get in the middle there. It seems like this would, you know, be trending towards one of the, you know, bigger fights, like from the metrics that you're seeing right now. Is that seeming like the case?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, I had a Greg Hardy on it. This show is doing great. I have a phenomenal show that I'm going to be announcing any day. It's going to end up on April 29th. That one will definitely be our biggest show that we've ever done. And I like, you know, talking to you and saying this is the biggest show, and then this one's going to be the biggest show, because it's just the steps that we're taking forward and, you know, just keep going up with BKFC is tremendous. I have some unbelievable conversations this week with some premier networks. It looks like that this year is going to be a completely breakout year for BKFC, and you know, it's just the beginning right now. And you know, I know that we were gaining so much great traction last year and doing so many events, 22 live events I think we did, and now this year we're gearing towards 40, and potential of these live platform deals, television or streaming. You know, it's just a tremendous growth for what we've done and you know, where we were and where we are now, man. It's just awesome that everybody is reaching out to us now, man, and in boxing and MMA. I mean, the great thing about the growth now is, you know, as you know, we started out with a lot of MMA guys, a lot of former UFC guys, a lot of guys like that were interested in getting involved with this. Now, the professional boxers, the former world champions, you know, the guys, the young prospects in boxing, they're all reaching out to us now. So I think we kind of made like that full circle now, to where everybody from all different genres of combat sports are really interested in participating in BKFC.
Yeah, and you mentioned that huge April show. Like, you kind of teased it a little bit on the last broadcast, like just in the sense of saying Chad Mendes and Mike Perry would be on the same card. Is there anything else you can tease us a little bit on? Any other big names we can expect on that card? It would seem like it's a pretty deep one based on how you're talking about it.
Yeah, man, I just got 2 big signings coming up. You know, I can't talk about it until it's done, but that's going to be a tremendous card for us. It's going to be, you know, we're going to have 4 very, very marquee names on that card, you know, that could equal, you know, what people would liken to be a UFC pay-per-view card. It could be something in that type of depth, and I think that I think it's going to be an awesome, awesome event and an awesome time for us. April 29th, I'll be announcing that one next week.
I'm curious also about BKFC Norfolk. It seems like a lot of people on that card are really, like, excited about that, like, chief in that conversation, like Reggie Barnett Jr. and also Britton Hart. Like, do you have anything you're working on for that one? Anything that you can potentially tease, or similar kind of situation where, like, some things are kind of still being finalized sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. We have Reggie Barnett will be the main event defending his 135-pound championship. We have a couple promising opponents right now. We're trying to work that out actually today. Britton Hart will be fighting again, and it looks like she's probably going to be fighting a rematch against someone she's having a lot of animosity towards right now in the 115-pound division, Jenny Savage. So I think she's going to have a rematch with her, and I think that's going to have a lot of fireworks all over it. And, you know, just these cards that we're doing in these towns that are big but little, like, you know, they're little big towns, I call them, because they're smaller, you know, they're not the Miami population, they're not the Tampa population, but they're big enough to be able to put on events like this, and small enough to be able to get everybody talking about them. And that's what happened this past weekend in Myrtle Beach, and that's what we expect to happen in Norfolk as well. We're going to have a lot of military involved with that. That one will be set up for 6,000, so if we can sell that out, that's a great feat for us there as well.
Yeah, it really just shows, like, the nuance in, like, what the company is able to do with the different live events. Like, you talk about the certain quote-unquote, like, smaller markets and just the certain crowd you can get from something like that. Like, it seems like one of the big things last year was the growth of the BKFC Thailand brand. Like, it seemed like there were three strong shows last year. And, I mean, with Buakaw fighting Senchai this year, it looks like that trend is continuing. I guess I'm kind of curious because I initially saw it was looking to be on March 18th, but I was noticing it wasn't on the BKFC like website schedule. Is March 18th still the Buakaw versus Senchai date, to your knowledge?
No, we were targeting April 8th, but what's happening, we're having just a little bit of issues over there right now with some logistical stuff. So it looks like that one's probably going to be a little bit later. We're not 100% sure on that. That's definitely going to happen, you know, in the second quarter at some time. That's a big fight for us. It's a big fight to get new fans with. But like I said, we had to work some things out there. But we are growing the Thailand brand. We're actually going to move over to Philippines a little bit as well. Our big focus on the growth is Thailand, is UK. You know, we already have March 4th show planned. Now we're also going to announce April 22nd, and then we're going to announce a June show. We're definitely going to do at least six shows in the UK. We're also going to be doing some stuff in Bulgaria, in parts of that world, and we're going to make our big splash probably starting in May to really make a big move in the Latin America market, all throughout Central, South America, and Mexico.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of great options for that. And one of the last times we were talking as well, it seemed like there was a desire to, you know, get BKFC more in my neck of the woods at some point too in Canada. And from how I kind of understand like the commissions and just the general regulatory layout, I would think that it would probably be in Alberta if it were to be anywhere. Is that kind of what you were thinking as well? Or
Yeah, we'll probably be there. I actually had a great meeting with some folks from Toronto this weekend. They came down to the fights. They're some pretty influential people in combat sports in Canada, and I think that we're going to do a deal with those guys and really try to make a mark in Canada towards the second half of this year and then moving forward. I think Canada, as I said to these guys, I think Canada is really low-hanging fruit for us in the fact that, you know, there's a lot of hockey fans up there, and they love these kind of fights. And I know you guys do some different things up there with fighting on skates and the hockey players fighting and things like that. I think that this adds to everything that they already like up there, and I think it, you know, could just be a phenomenal addition. So Canada's going to be big for us. As soon as that thing gets rolling and we start getting the regulators to understand what it is, like we're doing in the United States, I think that Canada has a chance to be our number two market in the world.
I mean, you talk about like it being like a Toronto-focused group that you've been talking to. I mean, that would be kind of a curious one. I just know Ontario is like a little bit of a stickler for certain things. Like, they were even a certain way with MMA. Like, I think it's only been just a bit over a decade since it's been legal here. But you've been doing great with, like, you know, getting out there and letting people know about everything and the advocacy for regulation and stuff like that. So yeah, it seems like exciting things are to come in that regard.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Like I said, the proof is in the pudding. Now we have the data, and now that we have the data to share with these commissions, it's not as hard to, you know, I don't have to persuade them, I don't have to sway them. You know, they look at the data and they go, wow, I didn't understand that, I didn't know that, now I do. And they have to make a decision that's best for the combat sports athlete. And, you know, if we can show that we don't have as much injury as boxing or mixed martial arts, you know, they kind of have to go our way. You know, there's some that is going to take a lot more effort with, but I think a lot of these different regulators, a lot of these different commissions are kind of seeing what we're talking about, the excitement around the sport, the safety around the sport, you know, just everything that's going on with bare knuckle fighting in general, and especially with BKFC. It's just tremendous.
Yeah, I love to see it. It's great. And yeah, the growth is demonstrable for sure. But just kind of going back to a fight that I'm interested in, this upcoming Arnold Adams fight against Alan Belcher. Like, I find it curious that it's in pretty close proximity to this upcoming Lorenzo Hunt versus Mike Richmond fight, just in the context of Lorenzo Hunt has talked about wanting to be a three-division champion and really, like, assert himself on that pound-for-pound kind of level. Is that something that you guys are entertaining, or am I kind of reading into that a little too much?
I mean, we'll see. Look, I mean, Lorenzo Hunt has to get back Mike, past Mike Richmond first. I mean, Lorenzo Hunt, he's an animal. He's a big dude. He's strong. He knocks people out. But Mike Richmond is no joke, as he's shown. He's undefeated in BKFC right now. So he has to get past that task on February 17th first. And if he does, then, look, we'll see. I mean, we want to do different things. He is a big guy. I think he'll walk around at 225 easily. So, you know, it's something that if he's interested in, it's something, you know, that we'll talk about. But, again, he's got to get past the Marine Mike Richmond first, and we'll see if he can do that here in about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, for sure, and I guess I only phrased it like that because when I talked to Mike Richmond, he didn't seem to want to go higher than where he's presently at. I mean, it's crazy that he used to be a bantamweight, and he's, like, fighting the guys he's fighting now anyway. So, I mean, fair play, but just, I mean, speaks to also the depth of the heavyweight division, too, because I feel like Mick Terrell is right in there as well. Like, he got the victories over Shoemaker and Banks and seemed to establish himself well in that hierarchy, too. So it seems like another division that's becoming more and more deep in the company.
Yeah, absolutely. The heavyweight division is great, man. We also got Ben Rothwell. We got Greg Hardy making his debut now. We got some other guys coming from boxing over to BKFC now. So we have just, you know, there's a tremendous amount of depth in all these divisions. And if there isn't, we're adding that to get to the depth that we need and, you know, making a lot of just different options. And as we do more and more shows all around the world and being able to bring fighters in from all around the world, it's just, you know, it's going to make this sport very, very fun to watch pretty soon. A lot more fun to watch than it already has been, because we're going to, like I said, have people from all different parts of the world and all different genres in combat sports. So that's going to make for some really, really fun and exciting fights.
Yeah, and it seems like there's, like, a certain level of being interwoven into the general combat sports space, too, just with, like, you know, Mike Perry being the backup for Tommy Fury in that Jake Paul fight, and, I mean, like, MVP coming over from Bellator. Like, it feels like a great period for being able to cross-promote if you're, like, open-minded to that sort of thing, and it feels like BKFC very much is, you know, helpful with fighters within that, just allowing them opportunities and different combat sports. Like, I was also talking to Andy Nguyen recently, and she was saying that she was talking to you about bare knuckle, you know, kickboxing and stuff like that. So it seems like there's a lot of fun options in a lot of ways.
Yeah, no, there are. But look, I mean, if a Mike Perry has a chance to fight Jake Paul and make, you know, significantly more money, then, you know, that's great. And if it's not significantly more money, then he's not going to do it. But, you know, if I can help that and we can get co-promotion with BKFC and do different things like that and get our name out there, then it's a win-win for everybody. But, you know, at the same time, we are building this great thing here with BKFC, and, you know, it's just funny that a lot of these other organizations are reaching out to our fighters now. So we're obviously doing something right. We're getting there. We're getting the notoriety. We're getting the viewership. We're getting the fan, you know, the fan hoopla that's going along with everything that we're doing right now. And, you know, it's a great place to be a part of BKFC. It's a great place to be a BKFC fighter. It's a great time, and it's a great time to be a BKFC fan.
And you were talking earlier about some different names that might be, you know, coming up in terms of, like, the women's flyweight and strawweight divisions too. Like, are they coming more from, like, the boxing world or MMA world? Because I feel like both Christine Faria and Britton Hart have established themselves very well as champions. Like, obviously Christine has her big fight coming up at Knucklemania 3, and you know, thankfully broke that, you know, Britton Hart news for her upcoming fight too. But it would seem like, based on what you're saying too, there's a wealth of, you know, new contenders coming in, and there could be an influx of even more talent in both of those divisions.
Yeah, there are. There certainly are, from boxing and from mixed martial arts. You know, we're also getting hit up by a lot of Muay Thai ladies as well that want to play for BKFC, but we're getting a lot of boxers coming over, both in the men's and the female divisions. So, you know, that I think is going to be very, very interesting, because everybody wants to know, can a boxer beat an MMA guy? Can an MMA guy beat a boxer? And here I feel is the true middle ground. You know, it's a striking sport with your hands only, but it also allows that grappling and that clinch work, you know, the Muay Thai clinch, the dirty boxing, no grappling, but it allows for you to be a little more physical than you are in just straight up boxing. And sometimes that can throw a boxer off and, you know, have an advantage for an MMA guy. And obviously if you get the right boxer in there and he, you know, throws those punches right on point, it's going to be a long night for the MMA guy. But, you know, I guess we're going to, see a little bit more of that come February 17th when we have former two-time boxing world champion Austin Trout taking on UFC legend, former UFC legend Diego Sanchez. You know, we're going to get a little bit more taste of that.
Yeah, and I find a lot of those fights so compelling in a lot of ways. I remember DeMarcus Corley coming over and fighting Reggie Barnett, and like obviously Paulie Malignaggi versus Artem Lobov. Like just seeing these tenured gloved boxers come over and, you know, try something new, and obviously doing it against like established enough, like experienced guys in the sport. But I've taken up enough of your time, David. I'm sure I could ask you 100 more questions. There's so many fun BKFC things always going on, but I want to be mindful of your busy schedule. So to that point, is there maybe any like final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up?
Hey man, just look out for us next week. We're going to make some really, really significant announcements of some things we're doing. We have some great talks coming up, like I said, with some great TV and platform deals. In the next couple of weeks, BKFC is going to be on the map even more than it was already. And, you know, it's going to be a phenomenal year for us. We're super excited about where we are, but we're way more excited about where we're going now in 2023. And I truly feel by the end of 2023, BKFC is the number 2, number 3 player in all of combat sports. And, you know, some people roll their eyes at that statement, but, you know, just keep watching and you'll see this thing grow and you'll see how we're growing this thing. And, you'll see where we're going to end up at the end of 2023. It's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal year and a phenomenal run for BKFC. And as always, thank you for all your coverage. And, you know, I think you're going to enjoy watching what we're doing as well. So, again, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Always good having you on the show, man. And, I mean, the growth has been evident from the jump, I think. It's just, like you were talking about before, such like a unique amalgamation of different sports. Like you have, like, boxers coming over, MMA fighters, Muay Thai fighters, etc. So yeah, seems like a big year, and yeah, very much looking forward to see how this story unfurls. But until then, you have a good rest of your day, man, and thanks for the time.
Awesome, my man. Take care, bro.